Support for this podcast comes from Showtime with Time of Death, a documentary series about families coping with and surviving a loved one's final days. Friday, November 1st at 9, 8 Central.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A German delegation is in Washington today to collect information on U.S. spying activity in Germany. From Berlin, NPR's Sarai Sarhadi Nelson reports the group is one of several holding talks with U.S. officials to try to rebuild transatlantic trust.
A German government spokesman says two top aides to Chancellor Angela Merkel are in D.C. investigating the spying allegations, which include more than a decade of wiretapping the chancellor's business cell phone. Merkel wants the United States to agree to a no-spying deal with Berlin and Paris by the end of the year. Later this week, the heads of Germany's domestic and foreign intelligence agencies are also expected in Washington for talks. German officials did not respond to the latest U.S. claims that it was European intelligence agencies and not the NSA that gathered information on European citizens that they then passed on to America. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
The Washington Post is reporting the National Security Agency intercepts data as it travels between major data companies and the public Internet. NPR's Larry Abramson has the latest on documents leaked by Edward Snowden.
The Post says the NSA operation catches information transiting between Google and Yahoo servers based overseas. A program codenamed Muscular allegedly grabs massive quantities of data. The Post says this effort is not under court supervision, unlike the program known as Prison, which compels providers to give NSA access to information. NSA Chief Keith Alexander denies any knowledge of the program, saying the agency only conducts intercepts under court supervision. Google and Yahoo say they are unaware of any such activity. Google has been moving to encrypt its data to improve security. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
The federal deficit is at the lowest level it's been since President Obama took office, $680 billion. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the Treasury Department and White House Budget Office have released the final result for the 2013 fiscal year.
This marks the first time the deficit has fallen below $1 trillion during the Obama presidency and is the fastest deficit decline since World War II. The shrinking, though still historically large deficit, is the result of higher tax receipts and lower spending. The higher revenue comes from a stronger economy and tax changes agreed to as part of the fiscal cliff deal. The savings come from the automatic across-the-board spending cuts known as the sequester, fewer people using food stamps, and the drawdown of troops in Afghanistan, among other things. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.
Private sector jobs report out today shows the economy added 145,000 jobs in October, in part due to a hit some contractors took during the course of the partial government shutdown. Payroll services company ADP says the number is well below the number it estimated earlier this month. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 61 points today to 15,618. The NASDAQ dropped 21 points. You're listening to NPR. Today, President Obama's top healthcare executive was in the hot seat. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, the latest administration official, to face congressional questions about the rollout of the new healthcare law. Appearing before the House Energy and Commerce Committee, Sebelius told lawmakers they should hold her accountable for technical problems that have overwhelmed the government website that allows consumers to compare health care costs. There have also been concerns as thousands of people are being told their existing health care plans will be canceled since they don't meet the requirements under the new health care law. What's being described as Europe's largest tech event kicked off today in Dublin with the ring of a bell. The Nasdaq rang its opening bell there today to kick off the Web Summit, which is part of Ireland's effort to be the tech hub of Europe. NPR's Laura Seidel is there.
The bell rung in a hall in the center of Dublin as part of the kickoff for the three-day summit, which draws 10,000 techies and investors to Dublin, including the likes of PayPal and Tesla founder Elon Musk. As Ireland stumbles out of one of the worst recessions in history, tech appears to be a bright spot. The Nasdaq Executive Vice President, Bruce Aust, was joined on the stage by the Irish Prime Minister, Enda Kenny.
Welcome to Ireland, the new capital of the digital world.
Ireland's been in the news because its favorable tax policies have helped companies like Apple avoid paying billions. And the Irish capital still faces competition in Europe from Berlin and London for tech startups, and of course, none compare to America's Silicon Valley. Laura Seidel, NPR News, Dublin.
Scientists said they found a new planet way out in the cosmos that appears to be roughly the size of Earth, though it's at least a lot hotter. It's 2,000 degrees on the surface. The planet dubbed Kepler-78b is located in the Cygnus constellation, hundreds of light years away. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.